On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg 27, Pretoria 29, and Mafeking 33.
Let's see. Stilstaan and Moerter. This is one on the N1 south after the flying saucer Vissalaar. There is also a stationary vehicle on the N3 south at the ramp to Modderfontein Road.
We start in Gauteng, where police arrested over 1,100 people for various criminal offences during New Year's Eve celebrations and on New Year's Day. The suspects were apprehended for crimes ranging from possession of unlicensed firearms, drunk driving, dealing in drugs and theft. Police spokesperson Dimakatso Nebuhulwe says inspections were also conducted at liquor outlets to ensure compliance with the Gauteng Liquor Act.
More boots were on the ground as the police applied zero tolerance approach to liquor outlets that do not comply with the law, and this resulted in the closure of 9 liquor outlets for non-compliance. Several seizures were also made during the operations, varying from dangerous weapons, drugs, liquor, firearms and ammunition.
High traffic volumes are anticipated on major routes nationwide this weekend as the festive season draws to a close. The Road Traffic Management Corporation has urged motorists to avoid travelling at night, as data shows that most fatal crashes occur after sunset and in the early morning hours. Drivers are further reminded to exercise caution in wet weather by reducing speed, maintaining a safe following distance and keeping headlights on. Speed should also be lowered when travelling through residential areas or zones of high pedestrian activity. In Limpopo, a 36-year-old woman lost her life after a car was swept away by fast-flowing water in Polokwane. Two other occupants managed to escape. Provincial police spokesperson Malesela Ledwaba says the body of the woman, who was a member of the National Defence Force, was found 2.5 kilometres downstream after a search operation.
The Provincial Commissioner of Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Tembi Hadebe, has once more warned communities and reminded them about the potential danger by overflowing rivers and streams due to the floods during this rainy season.
To KwaZulu-Natal, where the search for two people who are believed to have been swept out to sea while swimming at Pennington's main beach was resumed earlier today. This follows a mass casualty drowning incident yesterday where one person was rescued and two others died. The National Sea Rescue Institute's Craig Lambinen.
Police search and rescue, assisted by NSRI and lifeguards, are continuing in search operations for two remaining missing males, both believed to be aged 21. Thoughts are with the families of the missing two young men.
And finally, in cricket, after 15 years, Australian batter Usman Khawaja has announced he will retire following the fifth Ashes test in Sydney that begins on Sunday. In his career, the 39-year-old has amassed over 8,000 international runs across formats while featuring in 87 tests, 40 ODIs and 90 T20 internationals. Khawaja says he hopes he has inspired children to follow their dreams.
I'm a proud Muslim coloured boy from Pakistan who was told that he would never play for the Australian cricket team. Look at me now. As I walk off for the last time, I do so with gratitude and peace. Grateful for the journey, the people, the lessons. Thank you for letting me live my dream and for sharing it with me.
I'm Martina van der Walt-Eelers from myself and the rest of the news team. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Hey.